All I remember as a child is being really excited about getting to see my dad. That's all I wanted. I was counting the days in a calendar, just wanting to hold my daddy.
That's Eloisa Haynes. In 1996, her father left his wife and three daughters in Mexico City to find work in Waco. He eventually sent for them.
We were supposed to not bring anything except for the clothes we were wearing. And then in a plastic bag, we were to bring dry clothes so that we could change after crossing the river.
Eloisa has grown up, gone to college, worked, and gotten married in the U.S., but she's still dealing with the consequences of that crossing. As KWBU reported earlier this year, Eloisa's application for citizenship was denied because she admitted to lying about her citizenship in the past. By claiming to be a U.S. citizen on her I-9, that's your employment eligibility verification form, she admitted to being not of good moral character, according to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. As the law stands now, that bars Eloisa from obtaining U.S. citizenship forever. It also means her permanent residence status could be revoked and she could be deported at any time. She's been advised by lawyers not to travel internationally and not to apply for citizenship anymore. Reviewing her case could result in a revocation of her status.
Literally, the only hope for us is a change in the law.
That's Eloisa's husband, Nick Haynes. Together, they run the Waco Dream Act Alliance, a group that advocates for immigration rights in Waco. Nick and Eloisa are worried that even if the immigration reform bill passes, Eloisa will still be denied citizenship because she admitted to lying about being a citizen in the past. But they're optimistic about a piece in the bill about judicial discretion.
Currently, there's no judicial discretion, so a judge can't review an individual's case and say, hey, this is a special exception. You know, this person has high moral character. They're working hard.
The immigration reform bill that passed out of the Senate in June would do a lot of things. It would provide a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants currently residing in the U.S., expand the use of e-verify systems so that businesses can easily verify the citizenship of potential employees, and boost border security by increasing the number of Border Patrol agents from about 20,000 to 40,000 and adding high-tech security on the border like drones. But that's just the Senate version. The politically divided House still has to weigh in on the deal. It seems that both sides of the aisle in the House recognize that the immigration system is deeply flawed, but there are rifts over how to enforce immigration moving forward and even how to go about voting on the bill. Many in the House want to break the bill into smaller bills and vote in a piecemeal fashion, which could leave some parts of the Senate bill on the cutting room floor. Congressman Bill Flores, who represents the U.S. district from Waco to College Station, is a fan of the piecemeal approach. He wants to address issues like border security and temporary visa enforcement individually, but overall he's not satisfied with the bill as it stands.
There's no way we can take folks that came here the incorrect way and somehow put them in line in front of those people who are trying to do the things the right way.
He says that overall the bill has to do more to boost up security, and it has to benefit the U.S. economy. So while Flores has a lot of questions about how the 11 million are going to be brought into the fold, he's tentatively optimistic.
How do we deal with the folks that are here? The ones that came here illegally, and those that brought folks here that were too young to be part of the decision-making process. How do we deal with these things in the correct law-abiding manner that benefits the economy? If we just get everybody toned down the rhetoric, I think we can do it.
As the bill is currently written, even if Eloisa were to be granted a full path to citizenship, it would still take her about 13 years for her to become a full citizen. She says it's worth it.
I honor my parents for what they did. I know no one, they literally risked their lives to put food on the table for their children. And not only that, but they instilled values of us going to college and pursuing an education, serving others, loving God. I mean, what else could you ask for any parent, you know?
The U.S. House is currently in its August recess and will likely pick the bill back up in September. Representative Flores will be discussing immigration reform at a town hall meeting in McLennan County on September 3rd. Time and location to be announced. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.